We turn now to Iraq. A deadline set by kidnappers of American reporter Jill Carroll passed yesterday with no word of her fate. U.S. officials have been meeting with Sunni Arab leaders who may have links to the people who are now holding her hostage. Meanwhile, other Americans are being held in Iraq, including military contractors and a mild-mannered peace activist from Northern Virginia who was abducted nearly 2 months ago. Reporter Eric Kneeler reports on what made Tom Fox leave home to wage peace in Iraq.
Tom Fox has lived a tranquil life for most of his 54 years. A Quaker, he loves hiking solo in Virginia's Shenandoah Mountains. In Baghdad, he would play a wooden recorder on the roof of his apartment building. Cliff Leedy worked in Iraq with Fox as a member of the Chicago-based group Christian Peacemaker Teams. Leedy said Fox is a great listener.
Tom's serious, thoughtful person, trying to sense how to nurture the best in the other person as he begins a conversation.
Those listening and negotiating skills may now save his life. Fox and three of his comrades were grabbed November 27th by a group calling themselves the Swords of Righteousness. There's been no word of their fate since the captors threatened to kill the four men on December 10th. Leedy said he's hopeful that Fox and his captors are talking to each other.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's holding them. We don't know what the dynamics are. We don't know what's going on. There may be some amazing interactions taking place right now, and I guess that's where my hopes are.
Friends say Fox did not go to Iraq looking for trouble. He was driven by a sense of helping other people and his strong feelings against war. That may seem odd from someone who joined the Marine Corps band after college to fulfill his military service during the Vietnam era. After 2 decades playing clarinet in a Marine uniform, Fox got a job at this Whole Foods grocery store in Springfield, Virginia. Among the gourmet cheeses and free-range chicken, he worked his way up to assistant manager. Co-workers here said he was a quiet, easygoing guy who once got a poor job review because he was not tough enough on his own employees. But in 2002, he began to lose interest in work. Something inside was calling.
Tom is a great leader. When he left here, it was like when he was leaving, it was like a lot of people were sad.
Michael Adegg worked with Fox at Whole Foods. He says the 9/11 attacks and the U.S. government response led Fox to reevaluate his life about 3 years ago and quit his job. Every Friday night, friends of Fox gather at the Langley Hills Friends Meeting House in Falls Church, Virginia. They hold silent vigils and keep up each other's spirits. Marge Epstein said Fox reached a point where his 2 children were grown, and he wanted to become a full-time peace activist.
And it caused him to think about the number of days, hours, minutes that he had left on this earth and what he'd like to do with them. And more to the point, what he felt he was called to do with them. So he went about this in a very deliberate and orderly fashion.
Since 2003, Fox made 3 trips to Iraq, each time returning home to speak about his work. In October, the last time Epstein spoke to Fox, he said he was concerned about the increasing danger.
I feel anxiety for Tom. I want him back. At night when I am laying in bed in my comfortable room, I wonder whether he's cold. I wonder whether he's had enough to eat. But I'm not conflicted.
Epstein says she supports the conditions that Fox and the other activists made in case they were held hostage. No ransom, no armed rescue, and no punishment for the captors. Fox's daughter and son have pleaded for his release. Muslim leaders in the U.S. and Iraq have also made appeals to let the 4 men go. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.